The school district in Shoreline will name a new early learning center after Edwin Pratt. He was an African-American civil rights leader who was murdered as he answered the door of his Shoreline home in 1969. Naming the building after him was the idea of a fourth grader who pushed for it for more than a year. 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has the story.
Earlier this week, the student named Sarah addressed the school board. By now, she's an old pro.
In the past 15 months, I've gathered signatures, spoken at events, talked to his friends and family, and educated people about Edwin Pratt. And you have seen me a lot.
Sarah is 10 years old. Her parents asked that only her first name be used to protect her privacy. Sarah didn't know who Edwin Pratt was until she spotted a memorial in Shoreline honoring him. It raised a lot of questions. Why did he die at age 38? Who was he? She discovered he led the Seattle Urban League and pushed for school desegregation and fair housing. Pratt and his wife put themselves on the front line of that fight by moving to the all-white community of Shoreline in 1959. His murder remains unsolved. Sarah thought naming a building after him would help keep his memory alive.
Out of the hundreds of people that I've spoken to about Edwin Pratt, most have never heard of him, but once they learned about him, everybody has been supportive. Edwin showed great leadership and was, and will always be, a great role model.
The building is slated to be finished in December and will then open for preschool and other early learning classes right around the 50th anniversary of Edwin Pratt's assassination. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.